Here we go. Erev Yom Kippur. Erev, the great and awesome day. Myself, I feel a little bit like, okay, we've been there already, we've done that. You know, last week at Rosh Hashanah, we got all pumped up. This is the only din, everything's going to be decided, everything has to be re-given. We need Hashem's mercy, we need a good din. And very often, you know, we know that tzaddikim are written right away, and then the Beinonim, as the Gemara tells us, hang in the balance till Yom Kippur. So we understand that something was decided in Rosh Hashanah. And what's the other 10 days? And the question that's often asked is why is Rosh Hashanah first and then Yom Kippur? But the obvious answer is that how can we come to do real tshuva if we don't feel 2 days of Malchus, 2 days of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? If we didn't feel the awesomeness and the great power of Rosh Hashanah and the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech, so we feel a little bit bad about the mistakes we may have made over the year. But if you go through a proper Rosh Hashanah, you feel, wow, Hashem's the Melech, He's in charge, look how much He does for me, look at what He does for the world, how can I do anything wrong? So you move to do tshuva. But one of the great challenges is that Yom Kippur doesn't come a day or two after Rosh Hashanah. It comes a whole week afterwards. There's so much going on. So I feel like, myself included, we need to like refocus, so to speak. We've had, you know, 8 days of Seres Major Tshuva, including today, since Rosh Hashanah. And it's just, you know, everybody's busy, we've got Sukkot, but we have to sort of refocus and understand, recognize, everything is hanging in the balance, right? We're going to say, to be Chosem, Avin Malkinu Chosmenu, and etc., only in the Ilah. Until then, it's still being Chosem. And the question is asked, the obvious question, right? If most of us, we hope, were inscribed right away in Rosh Hashanah, so why do we still stay Kosveno the entire Seis Mei Tshuva? And the answer is, and we say to each other, Gemar Chasima Tova to people when you say to them. So the pshat is, when you look at others, you guys are written in this book of the Tzaddikim Gemurim right away. So we just say to you, Gemar Chasima Tova, it's a Chasima Tova. But when you talk about ourselves, okay, you're going to ask me, it says, Kosveno the Sefer Chaim, Kosveno is plural, but okay, let's leave that as a kasha. But to ourselves, you have to imagine that we're still being written. And it's very much a Yom HaDin, and that's the perspective we have to have. We're all Benonim. The same nervousness, same pocket we have in Yom HaDin, to a certain level that we had in Rosh Hashanah, we should continue to have in Yom Kippur. But we're very, very lucky. Rabbeinu Yonah describes the great benevolence and the great gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us to do tshuva. What an amazing thing. He gives us tshuva. The pasuk says, Ki b'yom hazeh, on this day, Yechaper aleichem l'tar eschem mikol chatoseichem. If we do it right, we get kapara and tahara. So the question is, what is kapara? What is atonement? And what is tahara? So the basic levy describes that kapara means the sin is erased. You have an X on a certain day and a certain hour that you did something wrong. No problem. So you come in Yom Kippur, say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you have atonement. But there's another element to the sin. There's a tahara part. That there's a stain, right? Like anybody, like, you know, when you clean a stain, you can get rid of the stain, but there's some sort of residue, there's remnants of that vera. There's still certain impurities that are still present. So that Yom Kippur gives you also. You don't just get kapara, you also get tahara. And I just want to quote to you the words of the Beis Levi. B'yom HaKippurim, and this is the awesomeness, and this is the greatness, and this is the excitement of the day, and how great we should, how lucky and privileged we should feel on Yom Kippur. B'yom HaKippurim, yesh bo ma'ali gadola. There's a great advantage. T'miyach n'itzcharet adam emekabal avla shuv m'ayis of haroim. When a person takes upon himself to do better, and to improve his bad ways, v'izvada, and he confesses, aleihem on them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chazdo ma'avir mimenu, ha'teshuka v'hanetiyah shehigbir atzmo l'hara, u'ma'avir mimenu. He gets rid of the desire and the leaning that overpowers a person to do bad. The Gemara conclusion tells us, when a person does an aveir multiple times, in aslo kaheter, it becomes like, as if it's mutter. He develops a tendency to do bad, to do the aveira. But when he comes to Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only wipes out the sin, but he somehow cleanses our soul from that natural, I guess, acquired natural tendency to do bad. And he helps us out for the future. And it's important to note This is based on, the Beis Halevi says as well. The Beis Halevi says that there's another type of tshuva, there's another type of strategy that can do the same thing as Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you get kapara, and the big chiddush is you get tahara. It cleanses you, it makes you, it gets rid of all those tendencies. Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah, if you learn Torah, as the Gemara in Kedushin tells us, Rasi Yitzhara, Rasi Torah Tavlin. Torah is an antidote. Torah can also wipe away the impurities, not just erase the sin, but can wipe away the impurities. And he brings in a beautiful raya from the Mishnah Novos. Mishnah Novos tells us that if a person learns Torah Lishma, Umachshar to Lios Tzadik Chosid, Yoshev and Eman, he becomes fit. It makes him capable of becoming a tzaddik and a chosid. What does it mean, machsharto? Like hacharas kalim. When you kasher a kli, what do? You remove it of all the impurities. You remove all the treifness or the basav chol that's in there. You cleanse it. When a person is clinging and he is leaning towards averos, he goes and he learns Torah. It's machsharto lios tzaddik and chosid. That's the power of Limud HaTorah. And you guys have, Baruch Hashem, been learning beautifully. I should just continue. But the day of Yom Kippur, the great mile of the day of Yom Kippur is that Kodesh Baruch Hu not only gives us atonement, but purifies us and cleanses us. That's number one. Number two, we know that Rabbi Akiva passed away, was killed on Yom Kippur. Not all of the ten tzaddikim who by the Sarahu Yamalchus, passed away in Yom Kippur, but Rabbi Akiva didn't. Rabbi Akiva was the symbol of Mesiris Nefesh. His neshama left him, Echad, and he wanted to be Mesiris Nefesh his entire life. And the question is, what does it mean to be Mesiris Nefesh? We assume that Mesiris Nefesh means give up your life for Hashem, right? All the people that Rachman Othon passed away in the gas chambers screaming Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, they're Mesiris Nefesh. When you think about it, that's dying with Mesiris Nefesh. That's a few moments. But what does it mean to live with Mesiris Nefesh? To live with Mesiris Nefesh means to go against the grain, to go against the world. So how do you grow? How do you build yourself? There are so many different mitzvahs that you can imagine. For example, let's say, giving somebody a ride. I mean, that's what pops into my head because it happens often in Yerushalayim. Giving somebody a ride. It's a chesed. Is there Mesiris Nefesh there? Okay, so maybe if I'm in a huge rush, then I'm going to say, It's a very big mitzvah. I'm not downgrading it. Let's say, Limud HaTorah. Let's say Limud HaTorah during Seder, right? You're expected to be here during Seder. And you have a charusis, depending upon you, and you have a Rebbe that's going to come to you later and say, where were you? Is there Mesiris Nefesh there? But when you think about what it means to live Mesiris Nefesh, Rachmano Liba Boy, Hashem wants our heart. That's the way to really build ourselves. No pain, no gain. That's what Mesiris Nefesh means. That's also it's symbolic with not fasting Yom Kippur. Basically, you're being Mesiris Nefesh, giving over part of your soul. The idea of a tainus is that your fat and your blood is being consumed by your hunger, and you're giving that over to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Mesiris Nefesh. That's what Yom Kippur is. So a person has to think about, when's the last time I was Mesiris Nefesh to Kodesh Baruch Hu? When I stopped for a second and I said a bracha with a little more kavanah. When I held my tongue back from saying Lashon Hara, something that wasn't nice to somebody else. Whether I was about to leave, to stop learning, and I learned for an extra minute. Mesiris Nefesh. And I heard a story last week on a tape by Rabbi Avram Shor Shlita, and he admits, and he says, he doesn't like to tell stories. He doesn't like to tell stories, but he verified this story. He verified this city. He didn't want to publicize this city and the names of people involved. But this is the following story that he told. I think I heard, it was a tape that was recorded last year. So it's a relatively recent story. It probably happened a little over a year ago. There were two women that were driving a car on a highway. And behind them, a man was texting, driving 80 miles an hour, lost control of his car, and rammed into them at 80 miles an hour. The person behind them, this person who was texting, was killed instantaneously. And their car smashed into the guardrail and spun many, 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 many times. And they thought, like, the end was here, this is it. And they said Shema, and they said Vidui. And they started to smell fire. They realized they didn't want to be burnt alive. Maybe they're going to die because they were in this crazy car accident. They fought their way out. Somehow, miraculously, they got themselves out of the car. And they were standing on the side of the accident. and the police came, and the EMS came, and they looked at these two women, and they said, they were in awe. They were dumbstruck. They could not believe these two women came out of that car. They said they've been a policeman and EMS people for years and years and years. They've never seen such carnage and wreckage in their entire lives, and these women walked out without a scratch. There must be something wrong. They have to go to a hospital. There must be something internal. So the woman said, I'm sorry, we can't go yet. There's two books in our car that we need to get. That we need to get. So I said, what? What do you mean books? Get to the hospital. What's wrong with you people? So I said, no, we can't go. We need those two books. They went in, they got these two books. And the two books were books that were called Pininim. It was about modesty for women, sneers for women. And they were checked out to the they went to the hospital, and Baruch Hashem, they were fine. They survived, and there was no damage done to them. And that night, they had a shir on sneez. And says Rabbi Shur, and says others, that it was pashut, it was mamish pashut, that what was their schus, why were they saved from such a horrific and such a dangerous accident? Because they were makbid to learn sneez, to discuss sneez, and to act with sneez in modesty. And what's unique about that is that what's unique is that we live in a world where tznius and modesty is the farthest thing from everybody's mind. It's what the world is into immodesty. Immodesty is the flavor of the generation, right? How immodest can we be? But these two women are going against the tide. They're going against the grain. They're going against the ways of the world. They're being moser nefesh. I think he even called it a skula. What the skula is, if you're going against the grain, if you're pushing it, you're showing a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you care, Rachman Aliv Bo, you're giving Hashem your heart, you're being Moser Nefesh, this is what Rekiva lived and died for, and only Be'echad, when he was leaving this world, was he Zoich to be Moser Nefesh? We can be Moser Nefesh all the time. Life is about being Moser Nefesh, and going against the grain. And that's what we have to do in Yom Kippur. We have to get in touch with ourselves and say, Hashem, I want to give of myself to you. You do everything for me. You do everything for my family, my community, for the world, for Klal Yisrael. I want to do something for you. Thank you for creating me. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be a prince in this world. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be one of your chosen children. I want to give something to you. I want to be most nefesh to you. That's what Hashem wants from us. Now, I heard... One of these mashalim, I read one mashal. Yeah, I read one mashal that I'm about to say and two mashal that I'm about to say that I think brings home a tremendous, tremendous feeling that we should have in Yom Kippur. One mashal that I read was that there was a guy named Moshe. Moshe, in Europe, and he had a chicken and he was saving the chicken for Yontif. Saving the chicken for Yontif, and he kept on feeding the chicken for a few days, a few weeks. And in the middle of the night, soon before Yontif, he hears some noise in the backyard. He looks outside and he thinks, the town thief that has stolen his chicken. The town thief stole his chicken. So he realizes, you know what this guy's going to do? He's going to want to hide the evidence. He's going to go first thing in the morning to the town shochet, and he's going to have the chicken shechted. So he goes to the town shochet, and sure enough, who's there? The town thief with a chicken. He says, that's my chicken. So the thief holds up the chicken and says, this is your chicken? And he shows that it's bare of feathers, meaning the thief plucked all the feathers. So Moshe says to the town thief, I've been developing a relationship with this chicken. I've been feeding this chicken. This is my chicken. He said, prove it. He said, okay, fine. So he said, put down the chicken, and if he runs to me, then you know it's my chicken. Says the original Rebbe, that's the mashal. The nimshal is, the thief is the satan. The entire year, the satan has us, he holds us, and he grabs us, and he takes us, and he says, this is my chicken. This is my people. They serve me, the Satan. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, they're mine. And the thief says, the Satan says, what do you mean? Do these look like your children? Look how dirty they are. Look how muddy they are. Look how engrossed in tuma and schmutz and averus they are. These are not your kids. Your kids are pure princes. These are not your kids. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, they're mine. I'll test you. I'll put them to the test. Put them down. Loosen their hold for one day. Loosen their hold right now. Put them down and see who they go to. And sure enough, the Satan, on Yom Kippur, we know the Has Satan is 365 days of the year, is one day of the year. There's no Satan. And what does the Satan do? He loosens his hold for one day, and what do? We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're doing in Yom Kippur. When we get out of the hold of the Satan, that's who we are. We don't look like we're Hashem's children, most unfortunately, sometimes throughout the year. But in Yom Kippur, we run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to be with you. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch, Yom Vahed. Another unbelievable mashal that brings home this point. The Tsar came to check out his army. He came to see the troops, and he was late. So the soldiers started horsing around and playing around. And two soldiers fell in the mud. And exactly at the moment that the two soldiers fell in the mud, the Tsar came. And they were like, embarrassed. They thought they were going to be like killed by the Tsar, because here they are, what are they doing horsing around? It's supposed to be wait and trepidation and in awe of the Tsar's arrival. And one guy hides himself in the mud because he doesn't want to be seen by the king, by the Tsar. And the other guy gets up from the mud and salutes the Tsar. And the Tsar turns to the guy in the mud who salutes him and says, you get promoted. Huh? Are you promoted? He said, You know you're in trouble. You know you did something wrong. But afal pichen, didn't say that, but even nevertheless, you get up in the mud and you salute me? That shows a devoted soldier. That's the kind of person I want to promote. Rabbi, so many of us are muddy. We've been perhaps steeped in, we haven't necessarily done the best things this year, whatever. It's not important. That's not the point. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't care what you look like all year round. You're muddy? No problem. Come up and salute me. Come today and say you're sorry. Come today and say you want to be close to me. That's what I want to see. It doesn't make a difference. I'll clean you up. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come to me on Yom Kippur. I will clean you up. They say over. Then you know what the Jew really is, and this is really what the mashal about the chicken is. You know what the Jew really is? The Jew is how he feels. You know who you really are? Do you know who I am? You know who you are? You know you are the real you? Is in the Eilat time. When you mamish went a day without eating, without drinking, just davening to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's who you really are. That's the real you. You want, we all want it. We all have that pintaliyah, that neshama tahora. As we know, right, how can you beat somebody to give a get? Because that's, right? You beat him until he says, I want, because that's who he really is. Everything else is just garbage. And just, we have to try to achieve that level and really internalize who we really are, what we really want out of life, and tap into it on Yom Kippur, and then try to stay with it. The primary way to do that is to take upon yourself a Kabbalah. We've spoken about the Rosh Tevos, the acronym SMART, small, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-related. If you want to not speak Lashon Hara, it's very hard to say, you know what, I'm never going to speak Lashon Hara. I won't speak Lashon Hara for certain hours. How about learning a minute or two of Hilchos Lashon Hara a day? If you want to try to work on Asher Yetzer, so one Asher Yetzer a day. Or one bracha here or there. Or two extra minutes of learning. Or a mission a day. Something small. And I mentioned it last week, and I think the idea is, during a session of Mitzvah, we're supposed to try to, you know, tweak and figure out what works for us, which Kabbalahs work. But try, perhaps, to put it into the three pillars of the world. Have a Torah Kabbalah, have an Avodah Kabbalah, or Gemilas Chassadim Kabbalah, and try to maybe pick one that's your primary Kabbalah that you're going to try to stick with for the entire year. Show Hashem. A Kabbalah, I can't fix my... You go through the Al-Khayt, you're like, oh man, I do every single one. I'm over every Al-Khayt. God, what am I going to do? Please help me. Please help me do tshuva, and let me start small. And that's the point. He wants, right? If a guy, let's talk about athletics, right? If a guy, he's one of the players on the team, and there are five things he's doing wrong. But he wants to stay on the team, so the coach says, okay, you know, work with this first. You know, start small. Start small, baby steps. Pick something that shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu you're heading in the right direction. And I also want to close with something that I read that Rav Nosson Vachtel said many years ago, that Zatzal, about after Yom Kippur. He asked, how could a person sin after Yom Kippur? How could a person sin after Yom Kippur? He says, when you send a shirt, a white shirt to the cleaners and you get it back, you're so careful not to stain it again. Because you just had it clean. You're pure and clean. So you're so careful not to stain it again. That's how we should feel after we leave Yom Kippur tomorrow night. You're walking out with a clean, pristine, pure soul. That's what you're walking out with. Who would ever want to dirty that again? And the way to try to yearn towards that type of frame of mind is take a Kabbalah and say, we're going to do better. We want to change. We want to go against the grain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the real me. Please help me stay at this level. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless each and every one of you and all of us and all of Klal Yisrael. A year filled with bracha and atzlocha. We shouldn't know any paronius. We should be saved from the tzar. There should be no tzar of ikvus of neshicha. And we should see the gula shlema.